Alright folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next bam. You're plummeting into a pit of uncertainty. Ever felt like that? That nagging feeling that everything is just up in the air? Well, guess what? Uncertainty is a part of life. It's unavoidable. But here's the kicker, it doesn't have to control you. Today, we're diving into the ancient philosophy of Stoicism and exploring how these timeless principles can help us embrace uncertainty with grace and even find peace amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. Stoicism isn't about becoming an emotionless robot. It's about developing a mindset that allows you to accept what you can't control, focus on what you can, and ultimately find inner tranquility. You know that feeling when you're facing a challenge and your mind is racing with what-ifs? Stoicism gives you the tools to calm those anxieties, say, okay, I don't like the situation, but I can choose how I react to it. That's where the real power lies. So, what are some key takeaways from Stoic philosophy that can help us navigate uncertainty? First up, focus on your sphere of control. This is huge. There are so many things in life that are just out of our hands, the weather, other people's actions, even global events. You can't change those things, right? But what you can control is your own thoughts, your actions, and your reactions to situations. Think about it like a Venn diagram. One circle represents everything in life, the big messy world out there, and the other circle is your personal sphere of influence. Stoicism says, hey, focus on that smaller circle, what you can control. You can't stop rain from falling, but you can decide to grab an umbrella or take shelter. Next, practice mindful acceptance. This means accepting things as they are, without resistance. Easier said than done, right? But when we fight against reality, it just creates more stress and frustration. Stoicism encourages us to acknowledge our feelings, but not let them dictate our actions. Take a deep breath, say, okay, this is happening, and then ask yourself, what can I do about it? Think of it like traffic. You get stuck in a jam, totally frustrating. But instead of getting angry and honking your horn, which accomplishes nothing, you take a deep breath, maybe listen to some music, or use the time to plan out your day. That's mindful acceptance at work. And speaking of acceptance, let's talk about letting go of expectations. This one is a biggie, folks. We often set ourselves up for disappointment by expecting things to go a certain way. But life is unpredictable, and that's okay. When we release the need for things to be perfect or to happen on our timeline, we create space for flexibility and adaptability. Remember that saying, expect the unexpected? Well, Stoicism takes it one step further. It says, don't just expect the unexpected, embrace it. Let me tell you a story about this. I was once planning this big camping trip with my friends. We'd mapped out every detail, from the hiking trails to the campfire songs. Everything was perfect in our minds. Then, bam. The weather took a turn for the worse, pouring rain, strong winds, the whole shebang. We could have easily gotten frustrated and called it off, but we chose to embrace the unexpected. We played board games in our tents, told spooky stories by flashlight, and even learned to appreciate the beauty of the storm. It wasn't the trip we'd envisioned, but it turned out to be one of the most memorable. See, sometimes the best experiences come from letting go of control and embracing what life throws you away. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways from Stoic philosophy to help you navigate uncertainty with grace. Remember, focus on your sphere of control, practice mindful acceptance, let go of expectations, and always remember that you are stronger than you think. This isn't about becoming a stoic monk and living in a cave, it's about applying these principles to everyday life. Take a moment right now, think about what's causing you anxiety or stress, and ask yourself, what can I control in this situation? And that's what we're all about here on Calm Over Chaos, finding peace in the midst of chaos. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever found yourself struggling with uncertainty? How have you coped in the past? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below, or tag us on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, remember to stay calm, stay focused, and keep chasing that inner peace. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.